USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump is scheduled to hold 5 rallies in North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin Monday. His Democratic rival Joe Biden is expected in Pennsylvania and Cleveland, Ohio.
We have a president who's given up. I'll never give up, nor will America give up. We'll never wave the flag of surrender. We're going to beat this virus. The truth is, to beat the virus, we first got to beat Donald Trump. He's the virus.
Trump campaign advisor Kayleigh McEnany responds on Fox News.
We reduced the mortality rate by 85%, created a vaccine in record time by the end of the year. Therapeutics that work, the greatest testing system in the world. That's what this president did with the novel virus. What did Joe Biden do with the swine flu? Joe Biden stopped testing, cut off testing, did not deliver a vaccine in time, and survived through the swine flu because of mere fortuity, according to his chief of staff.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and boy, me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The presidential election is about the 270 Electoral College votes. Without that, there is no White House. With a high volume of early voters across the board, smaller electoral states will have more power this election, according to Wallet Hub study. Alaska, Iowa, and Ohio have the power to determine the outcome. Georgia, North Carolina, Florida, and the jewel, Pennsylvania, have the most chance to put their candidate over the top. An original American Idol contestant has died. USA Radio News' Val Dior has more.
Nikki McKibben was on AI back in 2002 when the show exploded in popularity. She made it to the finals, finishing behind Justin Guarini and winner Kelly Clarkson. Those closest to Nikki confirmed she died of a brain aneurysm. They say she'd been on life support and was surrounded by family when she passed at the age of 42, and that she was an organ donor as well. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
One issue that has not been discussed very often on the campaign trail is the cost of child care. USA Radio News' John Clemens reports.
Terry Kroenke of Care.com tells us their survey of over 2,000 parents revealed those who pay for child care indicated it was a big enough issue that it would determine which candidate would get their vote.
Well, we found that 89% of our respondents said that child care policy will influence how they vote. We really feel like COVID and the pandemic has really shown a light on how critical child care is to getting people back to work and making the economy run. And we're seeing that 40% of people said that it was very important to have a strong child care policy, which is up from closer to 30% prior to the pandemic.
With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Still, the national average cost of child care is between $9,000 and $9,600 per year. GPS, the global positioning system that communicates everything from Google Maps to aviation navigation, has become unreliable across huge stretches of the Mediterranean and Middle East. That's according to data from Eurocontrol. No one is exactly sure how the disruptions are happening, but the disruptions of this scale seen over parts of the Mediterranean and Middle East are believed to be largely caused by man-made jamming and spoofing, two techniques used to confuse signals sent from GPS satellites to receivers on Earth. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.